Postcard from the Kukenhof by Persephone 25. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Mixed beds. The best time to visit the Kukenhof flower gardens is usually in late April, early May. So, this little essay will be published too late in the current season for it to inspire you to arrange a trip there this year. Please accept my sincere apologies for such poor timing on my part. In my defense, the Kukenhof is not open this year, as the COVID-19 situation has closed the gardens for the first time in their 71-year history. This means the only people privileged enough in 2020 to experience their beauty in person are those already privileged to work there. However, these fortunate souls have kindly produced a video tour of the Kukenhof's wonders, which you will find on the link to the Kukenhof website at the end of this article, so we can all see what we are missing. My photos should afford you a further tantalizing foretaste. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip beds. I discovered the Kukenhof many years ago on my first trip to the Netherlands. A week's based in Amsterdam, prompted by a desire to explore my Dutch roots on my dad's side of the family. During those 7 days I took a half-day windmills and tulips coach to the Zandschans open-air museum and the Kukenhof. Unusually for me, I had read nothing about these show gardens in the Duin in en Bollenstreek, Dune and Tulip region, of the Netherlands, some 40 minutes drive to the southwest of Amsterdam, so had no expectations. Which made the brief hour we were allocated there even more unforgettable for me. 1 hour from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., a magic hour for photography, when colors are richly saturated and shadows deep and mysterious. Breathless with excitement, and running back and forwards to view and capture as much as possible in such a limited time, I took dozens of photos, at least half of which featured row upon row of magnificently backlit tulips. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Backlit tulips. The photos here are not from that first visit. Those were all Kodachrome slides. How I loved my Kodachrome, and it was easier to use later digital pics. On further trips to the Kukenhof over the years, I have since realized that it is always magic hour for photography in the gardens, as their many mature trees create diffused lighting situations in which colors are invariably saturated, even at high noon. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip beds. The grounds occupied by the Kukenhof once formed part of the Thalingen Castle estate and were mainly used for hunting. In the 15th century, Countess Jacoba of Bavaria established a kitchen garden here, hence the name. In 1638, the estate was acquired by Adrian Mertens's Blok, a governor of the Dutch East India Company, who built a large manor house, now known as Castle Kukenhof. The landscape of lake and trees was created in 1857 by landscape architects Jan David Zocker and his son Louis Paul Zocker, who also designed the Vondelpark in Amsterdam. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulips by the lake. The present gardens were created in 1949 by a consortium of bulb growers and flower exporters to showcase their products, and were opened to the public in 1950. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip beds. The Kukenhof now covers 79 acres in which some 7 million bulbs, donated by over 100 growers, are planted annually. Every autumn 40 gardeners begin work in early October, usually finishing the job by December 5, St. Nicholas Eve. To ensure continuous flowering, they bury 3 bulbs at different depths in each spot. Image. Kukenhof 2018. Tulips with wilted petals from an earlier flowering beneath the current blooms. While the Kukenhof is mostly famous for its tulips, the gardens are also filled with many other kinds of flowering bulb, including a wide range of daffodils and narcissus. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Narcissus beds. Waxy hyacinths fill the air with their scent. Image. Kukenhof 2018. Hyacinths. The latest trend, Mixed beds with various bulb types flowering at the same time, showcases many lesser-known bulbs, detailed in the accompanying signs. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Mixed planting with azaleas in the background. A magnificent display of azaleas is a permanent feature at the northeast end of the gardens. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Azalea display. Rivers of Delft blue grape hyacinths run between the trees. Image. Kukenhof 2018. Grape hyacinths and tulips. The Kukenhof is a photographer's dream, with irresistible subjects everywhere you look. Rainbow arcs of brightly hued tulips. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip beds. Variations on a color theme. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulips. Studies in contrasting colors. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulips. Individual blooms. Image. Kukenhof 2018. Crown imperials. And intimate close-ups. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip stigma and stamen. So, be sure your camera batteries are fully charged, or you have extras with you, and there is plenty of room on your photo card. You might even consider taking a backup device with you, in case of camera failure. Happened to me once. Mr. P25 kindly loaned me his camera, one of nature's gentlemen, my Mr. P25, and switched to taking photos on his telephone. I took all the pictures in this article on a Fujifilm XP. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Mr. P25. Do remember a notebook to record new planting ideas. And all the names of the gorgeous blooms you'd like to see in your own garden. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulips underplanted with grape hyacinth. Arrive early, if possible. If you are traveling by car, do not park in the main car park by the front entrance. This will take you into a large plaza where you will rapidly lose the will to live, for it is enclosed by gift shops and filled with irritating crowds, their horrendous hubbub clashing unpleasantly with the raucous tunes of a barrel organ and extremely noisy fountains. Consult the map on the link to the Kukenhof website, see below, discover the park, map, and go to the car park at entrance. Extra, location changes from year to year. This will take you straight into the park where you will instantly be surrounded by stunning flowers. Some coach tours also drop you at this secondary entrance. Not sure about local buses from Haarlem, Leiden and Sifel train stations. Check the website for travel information. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulips. The map on the Kukenhof's website also shows the location of the park's four exhibition halls with indoor displays, which Mr. P25 and I usually skip as there is just too much to see outside. Orchids and amaryllis are certainly among the plants featured in these, as well as the latest bulbs, many of which have yet to be named. The Kukenhof is normally open for 8 weeks, from mid-March to mid-May. During the opening season, the park receives an average of 26,000 visitors a day, so be prepared for crowds in some areas. However, the grounds are so extensive you can always find plenty of quieter spots to absorb their beauty. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Tulip beds with scarcely another visitor in sight. There are cafes of varying sizes throughout the park when you inevitably need refreshment. The one I like the most is the smallest, housed in a greenhouse lower right on the map, see link below, with views of the bulb fields from the rear and splendid displays to the front. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Mixed tulip and narcissus bed with greenhouse cafe in the background. My favorite visit to the Kukenhof? When I made a supreme effort to arrive at opening time, 8 a.m., and had the glorious gardens entirely to myself for nearly an hour, apart from a few members of staff going about their business and industrious thrushes prospecting for worms or filling the cool morning air with their melodies. God was in his heaven and all was right with the world. Image. Kukenhof 2016. Mixed planting. Link to the Kukenhof Holland, the most beautiful spring garden in the world. Copyright Persephone 25 2020.